Gentlemen, start your engines!
The Performance Motorsports Network presents Burning Rubber Radio.
You know, we have a rebel, yo. You just go, woo!
I know what the tradition is. You don't even have to explain it. And here it is.
Burning rubber, baby.
From the White Lightning TV studios in Statesville, North Carolina, bringing you the fastest 60 minutes in motorsports, your hosts, Andy DeLay and Taylor Burris.
Hey, hello, everybody. Welcome to Burning Rubber Radio. I'm Andy DeLay, along beside Taylor Burris. And we got a heck of a show lined up for you. Man, this has been going crazy on social media because we've got Natalie Decker in the house for you tonight. And I'm looking forward to this, but we also have a lot of other folks here too. Of course, Taylor Burris in here with me, the NASCAR chef, John Dex. He's going to come along here in a few minutes and tell you all about what's good to eat. It's great stuff. Steve Thompson. He's in the house, going to talk to us about the Old Bastards Racing League and who did good and who didn't do so good, me, this past week with them. So, and of course, later on in the show, we'll be talking to my buddy, Bobby Dale Earnhardt, and get his take on the upcoming race at Phoenix. So, Taylor, you ready for this? Of course, you got a special guest, too.
I sure do. I got special guest driver from Burton Clickerman Esports and your winner of the round number two at the Auto Club Speedways for the eNASCAR iRacing Coca-Cola Series, Ashton Crowder. He'll be joining us here a little bit later on.
Yeah, definitely. And it's going to be a good time with Ashton Crowder. I'm telling you, that race last week, the iRacing race last week too, was really good. Those guys were beating and banging for the win. And of course, Steve, you over there ready to kick this thing off?
I'm sure. Ready to go.
Yeah, man. I hope you are ready to go. Tell us all about things. And of course, John, you ready with your stuff? He tells me that he is ready with his stuff. So, all right, Taylor, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Let's burn this thing to the ground and enjoy a great show tonight.
All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and back out of here for a few minutes and talk to our sponsors, but you are listening to Burning Rubber Radio on the Performance Motorsports Network, and we'll be back with a little more after this.
Metro Ford of Chicago delivers to you. Whether you're looking for a new or used car, we have over 160 vehicles in stock. Living large or strapped for cash, good credit, no credit, doesn't matter. It's all good at Metro Ford of Chicago. We offer easy financing and guaranteed credit approval. Visit emetroford.com to view our complete inventory and tell them Patrick sent you. Metro Ford of Chicago, serving Chicagoland and beyond for over 35 years.
Tire Rack was established over 40 years ago with a product line that fulfills the tire, wheel, suspension, and brake needs of enthusiasts and their friends for both the track and the road. As official tire retailer of SCCA and title sponsor of the SCCA National Solo Program, Time Trials National Tour, and Time Trials Nationals, TireRack.com, America's leading high-performance tire and wheel source, is able to showcase a broad range of new products in suspension, brakes, and accessories while supporting the grassroots motorsports enthusiasts.
I'm Andy DeLay, and you're listening to Burning Rubber Radio on the Performance Motorsports Network.
Do you love the sound of high-revving motors and the smell of burning rubber? Do you want to get your car sideways right at the ragged edge of control? If you've always wanted to try drifting or learn to improve your drifting skills, Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier motorsports facility, has the expert instructors and the specialized track to teach you how to drift and the skills necessary to drift competitively. From skid pad to open sessions, Summit Point Motorsports Park has the safe and open environment that allows drifters of all skill levels, new to intermediate, to get sideways and smoking. With a focus on safety and the skill set necessary to drift competitively, Summit Point Motorsports Park's Drift Nirvana is just the thing for you. Call for your reservation today, 304-725-8444. Or for more information, go online, summitpoint-raceway.com, or you can email them at office@bsrinc.com. Drift Nirvana, getting you sideways the right way.
Green, green, green. Pedal to the metal, baby.
Now back to Burning Rubber with Andy and Taylor.
And we're back with Burning Rubber Radio. Andy DeLay and crew sitting here ready to talk to one of my new favorite drivers here. We got Natalie Decker on the line. How you doing, Natalie?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Oh, yeah, of course. Welcome to Burning Rubber Radio. It's probably an experience that you will go, okay, after you're done with it. But most of the folks in that are driving the trucks have had this experience too. So we can start off here at the beginning of the year. You come out swinging for the fences with that great finish at Daytona.
Yeah, thank you. That was so incredible. And to be able to be there with such a great team like me and my sponsor, M29, he was there as well. And it was his birthday weekend. So it was just such a fun weekend.
Well, that's so cool. I'm glad you're able to do that for your sponsor and all. But, looking at things here, you're doing a partial schedule here in the truck series this year. But you're going to be out there turning left and turning right very soon in sports cars, right?
Yes, I am. I'm so excited. I will be doing 7 races with Ave Motorsports in the Trans Am series. I'll be racing a GT4, and that's, like, completely new to me. I've never driven anything like that. And they're all on the West Coast, and our first race is coming this month. It's the 14th through the 15th at Sonoma.
And actually, this is Taylor here, Natalie, but the question with that is, how are you going to be prepared in order to get ready for that race at Sonoma coming up?
That's a good question. I was just going over that with my team, because there's just so many different things you can do to prepare. iRacing's definitely a good thing to do. It will really teach you the track and, you know, like what turn's going to be coming up next, because that's good to know before you get there. We talked about trying to go on a simulator before I get there, but that just doesn't look like that's going to happen. So definitely going to get on iRacing and watch as much footage as I can on YouTube. But just having someone like Tony Ave there to coach me and help me, I think is definitely going to be what will help me the most.
Could not agree with you more on that, Tony Ave being one of the top premier Trans Am's drivers. Natalie, one of the questions I did want to ask, and I'm pretty sure all of our viewers listening in on the show tonight would like to know, is what made you want to get involved in motorsports to become a race car driver?
Well, okay, I love answering this question because my dad, he raced snowmobiles, and it's just so crazy because everyone's like, what? He raced snowmobiles? And so his whole family and my grandparents, his parents, they race. Like, even my grandma raced. My aunt, she raced. They all race snowmobiles. So I grew up around the snowmobile industry, and that's what got my love for motorsports and got my interest in it. And my dad was a big NASCAR fan, so we always had the race on the weekend watching it together. And I just, when I was probably about 7, 6 years old, I told my dad, I was like, I really want to race NASCAR. He's like, no, you don't. You don't want to get into racing, because he's been in it his whole life. He's like, you don't want to do it. No, you don't. And it took me a couple years to really talk him into it. But finally, for my 9th birthday, he got me a go-kart, and it was like game over after that. Like 2 years, 3 years later, he's buying me a full-size stock car.
I love it. And it was just no looking back from there. Hey, Natalie, we got our chat open here on our YouTube and our Twitch open right now. And we have a Schlotskin91 saying, seeing that Natalie is from Wisconsin, he asks, what is your favorite Wisconsin short track?
Ooh, State Park Speedway. It's located in Wausau, Wisconsin. That has to be one of my ultimate favorite tracks.
Okay. And Steve, what you got, buddy?
Yeah, Natalie, I saw that you were racing this last week in the super late model race. You did really good. How hard is it to go from the trucks to super late model to road racing?
You know, it can be difficult sometimes just because it's a completely different car and track and you have to drive them so different. But the way I look at it is just being in the seat and driving whatever you can when you can is going to help you. So I really love doing all this road racing stuff, and I really believe that that's going to help me just as much as racing my super late on the weekends I can when I'm off with the trucks. I really believe it's going to help me in the truck series or whatever I'm going to be racing next. And just as much seat time as you can get, I really believe that no matter what it is, it really helps.
How much time do you spend on iRacing to get ready for the upcoming races?
I like iRacing for like the reasons of learning the track, like a road course like Sonoma, for learning, you know, what corner is going to be coming up next. Or if it's like a new track that I've never been to, like there's a couple mile and a half this year that I was, or last year that I never went to. So to be able to get on iRacing and see pit road and the access roads and to just see what the track looks like when you're out there, that's what I really like it for. But it's really hard to relate iRacing then to real life. For me, some people it works really well, you know, and some people don't even do it at all. So that's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, a lot of folks have. There's a mixed bag out there. My buddy Bobby Dale Earnhardt, of course, his brother Jeffrey. I asked him, man, you like iRacing to prepare? And he looked at me like I had a third eye in the middle of my head. So I guess that was a no. go ahead, Taylor. You got some?
Yeah, everyone's different.
So true indeed. But the question I do want to ask you, Natalie, is what is your goal for this year? Is it just to learn? Is it try to gain more experience with certain tracks? I mean, that's probably one of the things that we would like to see what happens to you for this 2020 year for you as far as in the motorsports game. What is your goal?
My goal definitely is to learn as much as I can, like you said. But a big goal of mine going into this year was learning to bring my best self to the track and just put 100% effort into any situation I'm put in during the race or during practice or qualifying, whatever it is. And I'm really going to work on this year, and that's my goal.
All right. And here's another one here from the Peanut Gallery, as I like to call it, the folks listening in here on YouTube. We got Peter Kopko. Hey, Peter. He asked, getting into racing, did you take any ridicule from, quote, the boys club? Or were the other drivers polite and looking at a skill and not gender?
That's a good question. There's definitely a mix, but there's so many drivers out there that want to help and want to give you advice, or if you're struggling at any racetrack, they're there to help you. And that's what teammates are for too. But then there's obviously drivers that it's going to take longer to gain their respect, and that's just fine. I mean, that no matter if you're a boy or a girl, you're going to have to gain your respect, and it comes at different times for everybody.
Yeah, I would imagine so. But in the truck series, Natalie, you're dealing with some folks that are new, you know, new to the trucks and to the NASCAR's top three series. But you got guys like Johnny Sauter and stuff that are old school. How is it working with them? Do they give you any help?
Well, Johnny Sauter definitely gives me help whenever I need to ask advice from him. Any of the Sauters, I race against a lot of the Sauters back in Wisconsin. There's so many of them, and it's so fun. I really like, you know, if I have any questions, Johnny Sauter would definitely help me for sure.
That's good, because Johnny Sauter is a friend of mine, and he's just an all-around good guy, so I'm glad he's treating you right.
Yeah, thank you.
all right, looking over here, and we have Jeffrey Robbins in the Peanut Gallery. He's asking, is Nice Motorsports in alliance with GMS, or would you know that?
Last year, they were in alliance with GMS, and we're both Chevy teams. So whenever we're going to tracks like, you know, Daytona or anything like that, it's always good to have as many Chevys as you can out on the track.
That makes a lot of sense. And we got a couple of minutes left here, Natalie, but I want to give you the stage. Tell us who makes it all work for you, where we can go to find you on social media, and tell everyone, because we're just sitting here waiting.
Yes, I would love to. So Natalie Decker Inc. is my website, and you can go on there. I have a bunch of different merchandise, and it has my schedule on there, so you can stay tuned to all the races I'll be going to this year in that Trans Am series with Ave Motorsports, and as well as the truck series with Nice Motorsports. But I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook and Instagram, Natalie Decker for Facebook and Instagram, and my Twitter's @NatalieRacing. So definitely go follow along and definitely check out my website. I have some awesome sweatshirts, hats, t-shirts.
All kinds of goodies. So, Kenny Wallace, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Kenny's a good friend of ours, been on the show a million times for the 10 years we've been on air. One day he grabbed the mic from my hand and just yelled, "Burning rubber, baby!" And guess what? Now, everybody who's on the show, I don't care who you are, even John Force has done this. You have to give us the best burning rubber, baby, that you can give us, because it'll give you 5 more horsepower in your next race. You ready?
Oh, that's good luck. I'll give you my best one.
All right, let's hear it.
Burning rubber, baby.
Yes.
There we go.
That is Natalie Decker, folks. And that was great. Natalie, thanks for being with us on Burning Rubber Radio. We pray you come back again. Everyone out in the peanut gallery had a bunch of questions we didn't get to get to. But best of luck here in your next races in sports car, NASCAR. And we'll be back with Burning Rubber Radio right after this.
Metro Ford of Chicago delivers to you. Whether you're looking for a new or used car, we have over 160 vehicles in stock. Living large or strapped for cash, good credit, no credit, doesn't matter. It's all good at Metro Ford of Chicago. We offer easy financing and guaranteed credit approval. Visit emetroford.com to view our complete inventory and tell them Patrick sent you. Metro Ford of Chicago, serving Chicagoland and beyond for over 35 years.
Motorsports sales professionals. Performance Motorsports is looking to build a team of experienced media sales professionals to represent our programming to the industry's top companies, magazines, and racing series. If you have motorsports sales or marketing experience, know how to work with agencies, understand social media, and are incredibly creative when it comes to working with clients and promotions, then we want to hear from you. Top performers are richly rewarded. Your imagination is the only limit here. Call 717-749-0444. That's 717-749-0444. Or email us at scorpionradiogroup@gmail.com.
Do you love the sound of high revving motors and the smell of burning rubber? Do you want to get your car sideways right at the ragged edge of control? If you've always wanted to try drifting or learn to improve your drifting skills, Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier motorsports facility, has the expert instructors and the specialized track to teach you how to drift and the skills necessary to drift competitively. From skid pad to open sessions, Summit Point Motorsports Park has the safe and open environment that allows drifters of all skill levels, new to intermediate, to get sideways and smoking. With a focus on safety and the skill set necessary to drift competitively, Summit Point Motorsports Park's Drift Nirvana is just the thing for you. Call for your reservation today, 304-725-8444. Or for more information, go online, summitpoint-raceway.com, or you can email them at office@bsrinc.com. Drift Nirvana, getting you sideways the right way.
You're listening to Burning Rubber Radio on the Performance Motorsports Network.
Parents, your son or daughter has had their license for a while now, but you want to make sure they're prepared for any situation they may face on the road. High school driver's ed doesn't teach them to drive defensively. They need to be prepared for any highway emergency. For less than a month's insurance, and a whole lot less, BSR instructors at Summit Point Motorsports Park in nearby Summit Point, West Virginia, will teach your son or daughter how to respond instantly and positively to unexpected situations on the road. BSR's specialized accident avoidance training teaches swerve to avoid maneuvers at highway speed, ocular driving, which focuses driving attention on ways to avoid accidents, vehicle dynamics and feedback, skid control and skid recovery, threshold braking on straights and progressive braking on curves, and off-road recovery techniques. This is stuff driver's ed simply doesn't teach. So call BSR today, 304-725-8444. Give your kid the skill set needed to drive safely and responsibly on the highway. That's 304-725-8444.
Now, it's time to take a lap around the esports circuit with Taylor Burris.
And we're back with Burning Rubber Radio, Andy DeLay, Taylor Burris. Taylor, it's time to kick off with your next guest.
It sure is. Let's get started with the esports report here momentarily.
And we have Ashton Crowder with us, Taylor.
Yes, we do. Ashton Crowder, winner of the eNASCAR Coca-Cola Series at Auto Club Speedway last weekend. Ashton, welcome back to the show, of course, as you were one of our guests from last couple of weeks ago. And tell us, what about that win that you got?
Yeah, thanks for having me back. It was pretty crazy. We started out the race like super tight and, you know, everything like that. We kind of misjudged it, but, you know, as the race went on, we got the car dialed in and somehow made our way up to the lead and pretty much stayed there until Garrett passed me. But yeah, then we passed him back and then got the win. It's like the best driving that I've ever done. So I was really happy with it.
It was a very exciting race, probably one of the most closest races that we've seen in a while here, especially at Auto Club. But tell us a little bit more about what went into the preparation for that race, as a lot of good cars were at towards the front of the field.
Yeah, great question. We spent, I think, probably a month preparing for it. It was a long time. We made sure to get ahead of the game there. And, you know, we just go through all of our different pieces that we do for research and, you know, just spend just tons of time on it. I think we usually, if I had to guess, I've never really calculated it up, but I think we usually spend about 4 or 5 hours a day, not always driving, but just crunching numbers and doing research and stuff like that. And, you know, that all leads into a big picture of hopefully having good cars throughout the year. And it didn't quite work out that way last year, sadly, but this year off to a pretty good start. I had a good car at Daytona, so that paid off. And then obviously a win at Auto Club is crazy. So yeah, just, you know, tons of research and development and, you know, hopefully showing up to the track with as good of cars we can.
Well, it was a wild race there at Auto Club. You know, one thing, Ashton, you all got a ton of media on that race, more than I've seen, even more than Daytona. So it was crazy, and you got media.
Yeah, it's crazy how just much the series has blown up over the past couple of years. Because, we went from being like really, well, just really small. Like some races, we wouldn't even get 1,000 people watching, and that was always like, I don't even know what words to put it in. It was always just really sad, I guess, seeing that. You just hope that it's going to get better and better. And, you know, it has. And again, like MRN covering it and outlets like that. It's just really nice to see, you know, because everybody, iRacing, NASCAR, and just everybody puts in so much work into it. It's really nice that we're getting this platform now.
Yeah. I mean, you guys were getting media on pages like the Front Stretch and stuff like that. I mean, up top. First story, and I love that stuff. Steve, what you got, bud?
Hey, Ashton, this is Steve Thompson. I was wondering, what do you think the new setups for the short tracks is going to be like? Do you have any idea? I noticed they just released that in iRacing today.
With the low downforce?
Yes.
I haven't had a chance to try that out. Sadly, I've been doing schoolwork all day, so I haven't really had the chance. But with the low downforce, I mean, we had it in 2017 and 18, sort of that same package. And to be honest, I don't think really anything changes with it. Your corner speeds are going to be lower, and there's going to be more emphasis on, I think, mechanical grip. But your overall setup philosophies, I don't think really change. If anything, you'll just go softer on springs and such, and, you know, just hopefully be able to get down into the corner all right.
Do you think it'll be easier to pass? Will it be harder to drive?
I don't know if it'll be easier to pass because really it's all about with short tracks anyways on iRacing. I don't know about real life because obviously, or sadly anyways, I don't race in real life. But it's just all about setting it up and getting the moves when you can. That's always been hard to do. So I don't know from that aspect if it'll be easier, but driving wise, I don't think that'll change much either, because the Gen 6 car frankly has a ton of side force on it, so really no matter what pack or like aerodynamic package you put on the thing, it'll I don't want to say it'll drive itself, but you have security there, so it makes it a little bit easier. But overall, yes, I think it will be harder to drive, but I don't think it's as big of a change as you would expect it to be, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand that. That looks makes a little bit more sense on that matter, especially with the new update being released earlier today. Another question I wanted to ask you, Ashton, was, you know, with that win that you picked up at Auto Club, what now is your goal? Is it going to be now more focused towards maybe a little bit more testing and development for certain setups to get ready for the playoffs? Or is it just try to go out there and win as many more races as you can before we kick off the playoffs for the eNASCAR series?
Personally, I have a few different goals with that. So personally for me, I'm just trying to secure myself back into the top 20 for next year so I don't have to go through pro again. Team-wise, getting as many wins as possible and just good finishes, consistent. But car-wise, definitely going to put in more time because I feel like I've been slacking off the past few weeks. Thankfully, I got away with it at Auto Club, but I think just putting in more time, just researching and figuring out how to make our cars better will just, you know, prove worthwhile over the long run.
All right. Well, before we let you go, Ashton, why don't you go ahead and tell our viewers where you can find more information about you, as well as anyone you would like to thank?
Yeah, on Twitter, just my name, Ashton Crowder. Instagram, AshtonCrowder27. Then my Twitch is AshtonCrowder27 as well. I still need to try to get those changed. I've been lazy on that. But Burt Klig Esports on Twitter, and then I think Burton Clearman Esports on Instagram. And then I wasn't able to thank them, sadly, during my interview that I had after the race, but Valvoline and Burton Clearman Esports, big shout out to them because the car looks awesome and it's been fast too, and that's always a really good combination, and I couldn't be happier about it.
Couldn't agree with you more. That's probably one of the best looking cars out on the track this season with the eNASCAR series. Well, Ashton, thanks again for coming up on the show. We look forward to having you back on down in the future with maybe a couple of more wins that you might be able to pick up this year.
I appreciate it, and hopefully be really nice, that's for sure.
Of course, and that is Ashton Crowder, driver for Burton Clickerman Esports, and he was with us as our winner from Auto Club.
We're back to Burning Rubber. Let's get cooking in the NASCAR kitchen with Chef John Dix.
Hey, it's time for the NASCAR Chef John Dix. What you got cooking for us this week, buddy?
Hey, guys, Burning Rubber, baby.
Burning rubber, baby. Woo! I was wondering what happened to that microphone, man. We're ready to eat.
I had the stove up too high, Andy. Sorry about that, but the kitchen is open, bud. All right, tonight we are going to do a brisket patty melt made on cornbread.
Boy, oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you guys, this is really good stuff. It's a lot to write down, so it's going to be on, you know, on Facebook page and on our website tomorrow. It's kind of an extensive recipe, but guys, it really is easy and it's delicious. All right, is everybody ready?
I am.
Okay, guys, we're going to start with the brisket. We're going to use 2 pounds of beef brisket, 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, some salt, 1 yellow onion, 1 clove of garlic, 1 teaspoon of light brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of tomato paste, 2 cups of chicken stock, and just a little bit of red pepper flakes, or a lot if you like it hot. With the cornbread, we're going to use some olive oil spray, 1 1/4 cups of cornmeal, 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1.5 tablespoons of baking powder, 2 tablespoons of salt, 2 tablespoons of light brown sugar, 3 sriracha chilies. You want them seeded and minced. That's going to make it hot, guys. 4 green onions. 1 1/2 cup of whole milk. 1/2 cup whole milk yogurt. 1/2 cup of extra virgin olive oil. And 1 large egg. For the sandwiches, guys, to top them off, we're going to have 1 small red onion. You want to cut it into thick slices. 4 slices of Swiss cheese. And some unsalted butter. Okay, now we're going to cook it. And like I said, guys, this is a little extensive, so don't try to write it down, but it's really sounds a lot harder than it really is.
Well, you're going to be able to, you know, they don't really need to write it down because it's going to be up on the burningrubberradio.com site because you got your own page, John.
That's right, brother. Yeah, we're going to have it up there and everybody can get it and try it, but it's really good. Brisket, yeah. We're going to start cooking it now, guys. All right, we want to cut the brisket into 1 inch. Hang on a second. I'm trying to reach my truck.
That's all right, buddy. You can catch up on it right there. Folks out there, it's the first, if this is the first time you've heard John, John Dix is the team cook, one of the team cooks for Stuart Haas Racing. So did you find it, John?
Yeah, we got it, Andy. We're going to cut the meat into 1-inch pieces in a wide pot of oil over high heat. Then the oil is very hot. You want to add salt and cook and stir it for about 5 minutes or until it's brown. Then you're going to reduce the heat to medium and add the onion and saute it until it's softened and caramelized. And for you guys that don't cook a lot, caramelized means the onion basically are going to turn kind of a light brown color. It takes about 5 to 7 minutes. You want to add the sugar, the tomato paste for about 3 to 4. Then you're going to add your stock and your red pepper flakes and bring it to a simmer. Reduce the heat to low and simmer until the meat is falling apart, about 2 to 3 hours. Then add a little bit of water to the meat so it don't dry out on you. You want to cover it. For the cornbread, we want to preheat the oven in a 9-inch square baking pan. Spray it with the olive oil. In a large bowl, you want to stir your cornmeal, your flour, your baking powder, your salt, your brown sugar, your chilies, and your green onion. And in another bowl, you want to whisk together your milk, your yogurt, and your olive oil. Mix the milk mixture into the cornbread mixture and fold it until the batter is blended. All right, now don't stir it up too much. Fold it for you guys that don't know what folded means. Basically, you just get it through the bottom and just bring it up. Just keep doing that a few times. All right, then you want to add the egg and fold until that's blended. Pour the batter pour the batter into a pan and bake until it's golden brown. You want to use a toothpick or a knife or something just to make sure, stick it in there and make sure nothing comes out on it until it's done. It'll take about 20 minutes. Then, guys, we're going to assemble the cornbread, the sandwiches. And while the cornbread is cooling, you want to heat the olive oil in a heavy pan. Add the onion and cook it again. We're going to cut the cornbread into four several equal pieces and then half them. Each piece, you want to lay it down and put a portion of the mixture on top of it and top it with your Swiss cheese. And I tell you what, guys, this is going to make just a delicious sandwich. This recipe here will make about four sandwiches. Will probably be enough for just Andy and I.
That's right, buddy. All right, John, man, we're all looking forward to cooking this one up here. So listen, man, we got to get out of here and talk to our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Jeremy Taylor in the garage right after this.
Metro Ford of Chicago delivers to you. Whether you're looking for a new or used car, we have over 160 vehicles in stock. Living large or strapped for cash, good credit, no credit, doesn't matter. It's all good at Metro Ford of Chicago. We offer easy financing and guaranteed credit approval. Visit emetroford.com to view our complete inventory and tell them Patrick sent you. Metro Ford of Chicago, serving Chicagoland and beyond for over 35 years.
Tire Rack was established over 40 years ago with a product line that fulfills the tire, wheel, suspension, and brake needs of enthusiasts and their friends for both the track and the road. As official tire retailer of SCCA and title sponsor of the SCCA National Solo Program, Time Trials National Tour, and Time Trials Nationals, TireRack.com, America's leading high-performance tire and wheel source, is able to showcase a broad range of new products in suspension, brakes, and accessories while supporting the grassroots motorsports enthusiasts.
I'm Andy DeLay, and you're listening to Burning Rubber Radio on the Performance Motorsports Network.
If you're a racer and you've not yet heard of Raceworks Incorporated in Berlin, Connecticut, you'll be hearing about them soon. Raceworks is Connecticut's official LFR and Troyer repair shop and fabricator for all your modified chassis needs. Raceworks Incorporated is your one-stop race shop covering all of your modified needs. From a complete roller to fabrication of new body panels for that beginning of year update or for an after-race weekend repair, Raceworks Incorporated has you covered. Raceworks Incorporated, also specializing in prep, chassis setup, shock testing, and interior fabrication. Raceworks Incorporated is proudly owned and operated by New England Antique Racers Association inductee Ed Flemke. That's Raceworks Incorporated, located in Berlin, Connecticut. Give them a call at 860-829-1312. That's 860-829-1312. Raceworks Incorporated. Tell all your racing friends.
Your pit stop just got a little faster. We're going to the garage with Jeremy Taylor.
And we're back on Burning Rubber Radio. And I want y'all to know we're brought to you by Metro Ford of Chicago, which is serving Chicagoland and beyond. That means your driveway, wherever it's at, for over 35 years. Metro Ford delivers to you, whether you're looking for a new or used car. We have over 160 vehicles in stock there. So visit emetroford.com for more information and let them know Burning Rubber sent you. All right, it's time for the Tech Garage and Jeremy Taylor. Jeremy's going to be answering a few of the questions our listeners had who are listening to us on YouTube last week. Hey, Jeremy, how you doing, bud?
Hey, what's up, Andy? How you doing, brother?
Hey, here. I'm ready for all your tech stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, since I haven't been able to do my segment live here, I was looking at the production text and everything from last week, and I saw a couple questions that people had asked while we were on the air last week, and I thought I'd address them now. So anybody that's out there that does have questions, you know, go ahead and put them on through, and I'll do my best to answer them. But the question mostly that we had was that, you know, a lot of the Toyota teams were having issues in tech last week in Las Vegas. So I want to address that a little bit. What they're talking about is the tech issues in Vegas for the Toyotas of Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, and Christopher Bell. They received 10 driver and owner points penalties for not passing tech. Now, what I've been told was that there was a Bondo issue with the nose of the car. Now, the current Cup Series bodies are stamped steel sheet metal down the sides of the car and then the ABC posts as well as the roof. Those sheet metal parts are trimmed to fit based on where the team wants the body mounted according to what they're looking for aero-wise, okay? The seams and everything are bondoed along those seams in order to smooth out those transitions in the corners to provide like a smooth surface. The nose hood, deck lid, and tail sections of the car are a thin carbon fiber material that are supplied by the manufacturer. The nose and tails and the hood are attached to the sheet metal using rivets or using the hood pins or brackets that are hinges for the hood and deck lid. Okay, the seams are smoothed over with Bondo, which is perfectly legal to do. However, the bodies, okay, and the nose and the tails have to be as supplied from the manufacturer. They're not allowed to Bondo those or change them at all. Now, in a former and possibly not so long ago former life, okay, I can neither confirm nor deny that I may or may not have been involved in the legal or illegal modification of a manufacturer-supplied part in order to gain an aero advantage. Okay, that's what you're not allowed to do. Okay, that being said, in a former and possibly not so former life, I can also neither confirm nor deny that I have also sent a part back to a manufacturer in order to have it fixed. Okay. In Daytona, the 66 car, okay, of MBM, they had kind of an issue where they had Bondo on the nose. My guess is they probably made a repair to that nose, and they were just trying to pass it through. However, this being that this was three cars that were associated with Gibbs, more than likely they were probably trying to get some sort of aero advantage by reshaping the nose with Bondo to try to, you know, reshape the nose and get a little bit more downforce here or there or something like that. Like I don't know that for sure, but seeing as how it was three cars that were associated with that. And also we're going to bring budget into it as well. You know, a smaller team, they're going to try to fix that. You know, somebody like Gibbs, they're just going to pull a new part off the shelf and then slap it on the car. Okay. So that's kind of, you know, my thought process as to what they're doing. Now NASCAR has a process in place for fixing and or alterating a damaged part. It takes several weeks to ship that part back to the manufacturer and have the part fixed and sent back to the team or car builder. Now, sometimes damage could have occurred to one of those parts, and it could be some of the smallest little nicks or whatever. And, you know, a team that has talented fabricators, they will just apply like epoxy glue or Bondo because it's a waste of time and money to send that part back. That's why I'm saying, like, I may or may not have been involved in such a situation before where I may or may not have done that. So and that's all dealing with teams, you know, that have budgets. Again, coming from Gibbs, you know, I would venture to say that that might have been, I can't say definitively because I don't work there, and, you know, I'm not so, I don't really speak on a condition of anonymity, but that's just, you know, what I'm venturing out to try to say that they more than likely, that's probably what that was. Now, this past weekend in California, Truex's car had multiple issues at different times through tech. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on from Las Vegas. Okay, we're talking about Truex's car now, which is a completely, unrelated kind of an issue. Okay, so the first time that they went through tech, it was the body that failed. Okay, the second and third failures were for suspension and tow, and the car passed on the fourth time through, but the team was not allowed to post a qualifying lap because it did fail tech three times. Okay, and a team member was ejected after their second failure. I don't believe that this is a similar issue as the previous week at all for the other Gibbs cars. This could have been something very simple that was easily fixed. The other issue with the tow and suspension failure they had during inspection could also be something so small that made the car fail. Every team on pit road is looking for an advantage, no matter how they can get it. That little advantage could be the difference in winning, you know, finishing second. And if you're finishing second, you're the first loser and nobody wants that. Now let me add like a little caveat to encourage critical thinking. Not every failure that you hear about in NASCAR inspection means that a team was pushing the limits and trying to cheat. Okay, sometimes a team will fail tech for some of the simplest things, like the impatience of a NASCAR official. Okay, or the teams behind you in tech. You know, I've been through tech lines quite a bit in my time in NASCAR, and you know, if your car is pissed off, you know, trying to work this thing and get ride height simply right, you know, and it is not wanting to pass like ride height sticks, you can fail because the car isn't cooperating and the official says, hey, you know, get to the back of line, figure it out. We'll come and get you. Okay. And because the teams behind you are being held up as well, you know? So, I mean, it could be something as simple as that. So not everybody that fails tech is really, you know, pushing the limits and trying to, you know, cheat. Okay. Now let's talk about what happened with the JTG Darty cars in California. Now, I'm not sure which part that they're referring to, because they had, you know, their crew chiefs ejected from the race, and they, you know, had, let's see here. I'm not sure exactly what the penalty is going to be. I know they lost their starting position. They had to start at the back of the field, and you know, they'll probably hand down a much stiffer penalty on, you know, Monday or Tuesday from NASCAR. But I'm not sure exactly which part they're referring to. However, I liken this a couple years ago to Vegas it could have been California, when Harvick's car had a rear window strut brace break and the rear window caved in and created a ton of downforce across the spoiler due to the sunken down window, and Harvick became the eventual winner of the race. So I'm guessing it was something that was like that with the way it was described. I don't have the rule that was actually broken. It was something about, you know, everything on the car should be in operating, you know, fashion in order to not disturb airflow over the car in order to gain an advantage. I can't exactly remember what the wordage is on there, but I'm guessing that more than likely with the JTG Darty cars, there was something on both cars that was designed to fail in order to create more downforce or affect the aero in order to gain an advantage. So I don't know exactly what the part is. But that's my guess, you know, best I can figure whenever it comes to the JTG Darty stuff. But you know, in a future Tech Talk, what I'd like to do, I'll break down actually the NASCAR inspection process a little bit more in depth, within reason, because I don't want to get in trouble. So we can be a little bit more, you know, provide a little bit more detail as to what NASCAR is actually looking for when they're doing vehicle inspections, and tell folks as to why, you know, these cars are failing, and you know why teams are going through tech, you know, two and three and four times, because I've been there. I've had to do it before. So and again, like I said, sometimes it could be something very, very simple, Andy. So that's best I can figure right now for what happened in Vegas and in California with some inspection failures. But just remind everybody out there that's listening, you know, if you have a question, send it in. I'll do the best I can in order to try to answer your question. But I'm not doing this stuff live, so I'm having a little bit more time to research it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they know what they mean. So, folks, if you can head over to burningrubberradio.com, send us an email there and ask him a question. Or if you're listening live, just throw it in the chat there, and it'll get to him, and we'll have it for you next week. Yeah, to make sure you ask Jeremy those questions, because we will get it back to him. Now, he said he's not doing it live, but he is recording it, but not always. He will be with us live soon, because he's working some stupid overtime now that freaking Byron wrecked his Gen 7 car in testing. So Anyway, it's time to talk about the Old Bastards Racing League and bring Steve Thompson in over here, who's been busting my balls about running at the back of the pack. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Andy. Hey, we had another great race this last weekend. But last Wednesday night, we crowned a new champion in the Gary Corbett Truck Series. Ben Shepard won the championship, but he also won the Darlington race. I was second. Ralph Vandervoorst was third. Next week, the Burning Radio Radio.
Burning Rubber Radio, baby.
Truck Series. It debuted. Oh, my God. I'm having a horrible time. Is at Talladega Super Speedway on March 11th. The race will be live telecast, and you can watch it on Burning Rubber Radio. Facebook page live will be. It'll be there, and you can also go on YouTube and watch it. Coco Puff, and Ken Schultz will be announcing it. They do a great job, and it's quite entertaining, especially with Coco's smoke effects.
Yeah, Coco's out there smoking like a stinking chimney, man. So it's always fun. If you get bored watching a race, just watch Coco smoke.
That's right. We got to send him a carton of cigarettes every broadcast.
If you got any Indian reservations around him, they must love him.
Oh, hell yeah. I got to send them to him. So on Friday night, we had the Metro Ford Grand National Series, and we had 40 drivers at Auto Club Speedway in California. Steven Maddox took the pole, and the drivers battled for 86 laps till we had only one caution came out for a green-white checkered finish. Our one of our favorite drivers and broadcasters, Ken Schultz, and Dode Hoskins battled it out on the final restart, and Ken Schultz stole the win. He did a great job. It's pretty exciting because I think it's his third win in the series or in the league. How was your race, Andy?
Well, you know, in the OBRL, I'm a newbie over there, so I got to run what they, you know, three-digit number. So I'm kind of on probation, double secret probation. They don't let you qualify, so I got a race in the back. And I finished 33rd. Started 37th, I think.
Oh, you moved up. That was
good. Yeah, I did. I watched you go past a few times, and then I passed your ass there towards the end.
Yeah, you did. I was on a bad fuel run, so my buddy Raheen Kahin talked me into doing something I shouldn't have done. So the Metro Ford Cup race on Sunday was full again. We had 43 drivers taking the green flag at California. Patrick Milligan, driving the Metro Ford Mustang, started on the pole. They were racing door-to-door for like 17 laps. It was crazy until the tires started to fall off. Troy Torgerson and Vernon Margheim had a hell of a battle till the final lap, with Torgerson winning his second Metro Ford Cup in a row. Vernon was second, and Daniel Berghoff was third. It was a great race.
Yes, man. And it's very, very fun to watch too, especially the ones that are broadcast. So where can folks go watch OBRL?
Yeah, they can go to. They can go to our Facebook page, and they can also go to our YouTube channel. Go to obrl.net. You can click on the links there and watch it live. And especially on, you know, Wednesday nights, those are all live broadcast with Coco for the Burning Rubber Radio Truck Series.
Yeah.
I didn't flub at that time. I also wanted to do a shout out. There's a new podcast with a couple guys I know. It's the iRacers Lounge Podcast Aftermath with Tony Groves and Chris Scales. They just did it this last week on Friday night, and it's just two guys talking about iRacing, and they did a great job. They were talking about rules and rule changes, and so if you get a chance, go search IRL Aftermath on SoundCloud and listen. Tony and Chris, you did a great job. It's a great podcast. Great addition for iRacers to have something to listen to besides Burning Rubber Radio and iRacers Lounge.
I love that one, man. That's right. So, folks, you can come over and watch us. You can watch me run at the back of the pack until I get my two numbers. But it's time for us to back out of here and go talk to our sponsors. And we'll be back with Bobby Dale Earnhardt and the breakdown of last week. And looking forward to this week at Phoenix after this.
Metro Ford of Chicago delivers to you. Whether you're looking for a new or used car, we have over 160 vehicles in stock. Living large or strapped for cash, good credit, no credit, doesn't matter. It's all good at Metro Ford of Chicago. We offer easy financing and guaranteed credit approval. Visit emetroford.com to view our complete inventory and tell them Patrick sent you. Metro Ford of Chicago, serving Chicagoland and beyond for over 35 years.
We are the Performance Motorsports Network, and incredible sales opportunities exist. If you have a business in the motorsports industry, give our sales department a call, 717-749-0444, or send us an email. We'll have an account representative get in touch with you immediately to show how we can market your business to the motorsports community.
I'm Andy DeLay, and you're listening to Burnin' Rubber Radio on the Performance Motorsports Network.
You own a performance car, and you know how to drive, but you want to learn real performance driving. Well, Bunky, get that car off the street and onto the track. Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier road racing facility, located just over an hour from D.C. in nearby Summit Point, West Virginia, is the place to go. And you'll find that Friday at the track is going to give you what you need. For less than a monthly car payment, you can attend this regularly scheduled one-day instructional event in your streetcar on one of Summit Point's three world-class road racing circuits. You'll receive classroom instruction, skid pad instruction in their cars, including front and rear skid control, and four 20-minute in-your-car instructional sessions from a professional instructor. Have fun, go fast, and really learn how to drive. Call 304-725-8444 for class schedules and details. That's 304-725-8444, Friday at the track at Summit Point Motorsports Park.
The legacy lives on. We're Burning Rubber and taking a drive with Bobby Dale Earnhardt.
We're back with Burning Rubber Radio, Andy DeLay, Taylor Burris, and the crew here. It's time to talk to Bobby Dale Earnhardt, my buddy here, and talk a little NASCAR racing. Of course, Bobby Dale Earnhardt is an Xfinity Series driver. And Bobby, man, what did you think about the race last week at Auto Club, the Cup race?
I'm going to tell you what, that was a fun, interesting race. It's a lot of excitement to watch. A lot of different people running up front. Alex Bowman got his first win of the season, and I thought that was pretty awesome to see. And then I hate it for Ryan Blaney having that tire issue there.
In
the race. He was running the Kobe Bryant scheme. I was kind of hoping that him or Chase would win the race just for Kobe, and all the people on the helicopter.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, it was a really good race. It was the first race I actually sat down and was interested in watching, besides, of course, Daytona.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, what I saw on there, I was going to ask you, what would you think, buddy? That was Denny Hamlin got up underneath Kyle Larson, pushed him into turn one and right into the wall, man.
I don't know that about that. I mean, they're really good friends off the track, and I think it was just one of those race accidents. Denny was trying to push him. He had nowhere to go because I forgot who it was in front of him, but he was trying to push him, and it just ended up bad,
right,
for Larson.
Yeah, and then did you see that thing that was on Twitter that Denny posted up? Him and Kyle were in the shopping center, and he was following Larson with the cart, and he hit him in the heels, and Larson looked back, and he goes, whoops, sorry.
Yep, I saw that. And then Ganassi tweeted that him and a bunch of guys in a room didn't like that too much.
Yeah, and I'm sure Denny really cares about that.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. Oh, yeah, man. Hamlin is always a good time. And then this week, of course, we got coming up on Phoenix. And that's a track that's basically constantly changing. I mean, they repaved it. They messed with the dog leg. Now they moved the front stretch to the back stretch, man. You can't figure that out, you know?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I went there last year and run the Xfinity car. And that track isn't like any other track I've been on. It's wild.
Yeah, I mean, were you down there running that dog leg on the apron, or did you stay up on the track?
I got on the apron. I stayed on the track. I was just, it was my first time there. I was just trying to stay out of everybody's way. But whenever I had room and had clean air, I would get on the apron and run as low as I could, and I stayed on the track. I think I'd done better whenever I stayed on the track just because I wasn't used to it. I could see where if you run, you got a car set up right, getting down on the apron could make some time.
Yeah, it helped the car rotate. Am I correct?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and that, definitely when the tire wear comes in, you need to help that get that car to rotate, because when it don't turn, it ain't fun.
For sure.
Yeah, that's true. So, man, it should be a good race at Phoenix, and then we got a lot of other stuff coming up after Phoenix, of course. And any word on anything with you yet?
No, not yet. We're still working on stuff and trying to get things put together to go run a couple races this year. We got, like I said, always got people interested. Got a lot of things in the works. Just can't say anything about anything right now. Other than that, we got the Bobby D. Earnhardt Legacy Sports Series guys running, and they're tearing up the track.
Oh my gosh!
Going out
man.
There and winning everything.
Taylor, since you're part managing that, man, they are, aren't they? They're going nuts.
They sure are. In fact, we just came to a close to our 2020 season one championship in the NASCAR iRacing A Open Series. We wrapped up the top seven in the overall standings, picking up a grand total for the team this season, over 250 wins.
What do you think of that, buddy?
That's pretty awesome. And it helps whenever you got sponsors coming on like Butt Kicker, and we had just had a Bruzy come on board. And those guys are really awesome sponsors. If anybody has a sim racing, they can go to thebuttkicker.com and put in our promo code Legacy Esports and get 25% off, right, Taylor?
That's correct. We have Legacy Esports on there for our promo code. You can do that. And, of course, a Bruzy. We don't have a promo code yet, but once we get things rolling with a Bruzy, we will probably have a couple promo codes to give out to help people get some discounts for a Bruzy Racewares.
Yep, that's for sure. Hey, guys, we're limited on time here before we get out of here. Bobby Dale, who's going to win the cup race at Phoenix?
Oh, I cannot tell you. If I had to choose one right off the bat, I'd probably say Joe Logano.
All right, Taylor?
I'm going to have to go with somebody who always is strong at Phoenix Raceway, Kevin Harvick.
Yeah, that's smart. Steve?
I think I'm going with Keselowski.
Okay, good. Yeah. Hey, Chef John Dix, man, are you still with us?
I'm with us, Andy. You there?
Yeah, who are you predicting, man?
Well, I tell you what, I'd be crazy not to pull for any of the Stewart Haas guys. Kevin always runs good there.
All right, so, and I am going to go with Kevin Harvick. He's going to whoop everyone's tail. And, folks, before we get out of here, I want to say that everyone here at Burning Rubber Radio, our hearts go out to the residents of Nashville and Middle Tennessee for all of the deaths and those people hurt in the tornadoes that swept through Nashville. I'd like to take a moment here of silence for all of those folks over there that are hurting and needing. All right, and, of course, folks, I ask everyone to head out to our YouTube page and like that. Go over to our Facebook page, Burning Rubber Radio, and like that. And until next week, you know what it is. It's time to say Burning Rubber, baby! And we'll catch you here same time next week on Burning Rubber, baby.
You've been listening to Burning Rubber Radio, a Performance Motorsports Network production. Burning Rubber Radio is a copyrighted feature of the Performance Motorsports Network and may not be re-aired, redistributed, or repurposed without the express written consent of PMN and Scorpion Radio Group. Join us again next week when we're
Burning Rubber, baby!